Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. No, I did not have to look up the number. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's obviously, that's the way we win. That's the way we make things happen. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got to be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. Well, I don't know about you guys, although I was surprised. I was surprised by the number. How's that? Seriously. But what SCOTUS came down with today was not a surprise. What was a surprise was the 9-0, right? I mean, you hear these people speaking out of how bad SCOTUS got it. They lost it. They don't know what they're doing. I just find all of this so interesting. Right? SCOTUS is, when it doesn't go the way of the left, they are the worst thing since non-sliced bread. I mean, sir, come on, think about it. And when they get it right, this was total, 100%. You know, you don't hear, and we're going to talk about this more tomorrow night, you don't hear SCOTUS many times talk about the Constitution directly. They'll talk about other rulings, other judges, that kind of stuff. But seriously, when it comes to exactly or totally backing it or basing it on the foundation of the Constitution, you don't hear it that much. Right? I think they got this other thing wrong, but I don't know if they got it wrong based on the Constitution or they got it wrong. I mean, at what point do you say that if the government isn't protecting the border, the state has a right to? Yeah, I'll hit that in a minute. I know, some of you get crazy when I do that. But a couple things, anyway. Supreme Court, 9-0, Amy Coney Barrett, she came out and, you know, just basically said, look, it doesn't matter what our ideologies are. It doesn't matter what we believe to be truth. It matters what the truth is. It matters what the Constitution says. And we here have all been able to, you know, stick our differences aside to make sure the Constitution stands today. Look, remember something. He's not been charged with insurrection. Now, you'll hear some of these other boneheads say he has been because he was indicted. Yeah, indicted, basically charged with and found innocent. Are you with me here? You have a clue? Come on, seriously. But they won't admit to that. They'll only admit to the fact that, not admit, they'll only state the fact that he's guilty. He's guilty of something he never got due process on. But again, I say, as my buddies say, they don't care. Not a big deal. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, right? And you do that by getting informed. That's the way it works. That's the best way it works, frankly. You know, and I love this, again, then they come out with the ruling that Texas is not allowed to protect itself. Texas is not allowed, based on the Constitution. Now, they base this on the fact that it's the federal government, and I'll ask Brad Dacus about this tomorrow night. They base it on the fact that the Constitution is clear as to whose responsibility is what. What purview certain things fall under. And protecting our borders falls under the federal government. So therefore, the state can't get in their way. But they're not doing it. Does the state get to step in then? What if somebody's breaking into my house and threatening my family and I call the police and they say, it's going to be a half an hour to 45 minutes before we get there. And our duty is to protect you. Our duty is to protect the city. So you can't do anything about it. What am I supposed to do? Let these people slaughter my family because the police can't get here in time? And it's their job to protect me? You guys need to look up the Castle Doctrine. Abode. And what our founding fathers somewhat based the Second Amendment on. And even went so far as to say, and I'm not quoting, but if you don't protect your home and you're robbed, it's your fault. Not as the fault of the governmental constable, police, or whatever. No, they directly, it's your fault if that happens. Now, I find that interesting if you think about it. They're putting the onus on protecting your house, protecting your family, protecting your kids on you. Nothing wrong with that. It's perfect. Now, and we should be allowed to protect our families. We should be allowed to protect our homes, right? I mean, seriously. You know, it's. I've read articles. I don't know how true some of them are. But I've read articles on elected officials whose homes get robbed, get broken into, and all of a sudden having, well, I don't know, a difference of heart as to what you should be able to do. Joe's here, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for Kimberly Moran after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be. Truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem. Not that you guys are part of the problem, but you can be, right? So pay attention to what's going on around you. Get informed. I hope that I can. I hope that I do inform you on the show, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We missed her last week, but we got a lot to talk about this week. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time. And technically, one of the original reasons I brought you on, not just because I like you, but you have that New England, Boston kind of attitude towards politics, which is very much different than much of the rest of the country.
There's a lot of things that are different in New England than the rest of the country. I don't know if I told you this before, but, you know, I'm going to be staying and, you know, going on a trip to South Carolina and Georgia. And one of the Airbnbs we were looking at, it said, you know, that the house is great, but the driveway sometimes is difficult to get out with if there's traffic. And both my son and myself laughed and like, yeah, that person's not from Boston.
You know, when I say that when I'm with people sometimes and I go to park in a tight space or, you know, yep. we're fighting some traffic, I go, oh, please, I don't know how to drive in Boston. This is like kid's play right here.
Exactly.
This was practice time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so funny. So,
yeah, it is. It is hilarious that people, unless they're from Boston or have driven in Boston. I mean, literally, the first time Tammy visited Boston with me and family, my uncle picked us up. And was driving on the sidewalk to get around an accident. And I thought she was going to have a heart attack.
That's awesome. I love that.
You've got to get to where you got to get, honey. And this is the way you do it around there. That's
you
right.
You cannot wait for other people. No, you have to just go.
And there's three cops there just waving you on. Yeah, keep going.
I was in Connecticut one time picking up my niece from a little sleepover she had. And there was a down... electrical wires, and the police said, well, we can let you go, but you're going to have to drive through the field. I'm like, not a problem, just put it in four-wheel drive, drove through the field. We had a fun little time.
That's great. That's good. All right, so let's go to today's bit. Well, actually, there was two of them, but the first one, I got to tell you, I was not surprised, I said it earlier, that SCOTUS ruled that, no, you cannot keep the president off the ballot, off the primary and or the regular ballot, general ballot. I was pleasantly surprised, I should say, with 9-0, but then that little Boston bell in the back of my head said, okay, what's up? Right?
Right.
Never 9-0. What do you think?
I think it's what they had to do, but you got to remember, if they allowed this to happen with Trump, then Biden could have been taken off the ballot all over the place.
Right.
So then you could technically have all states with no presidential candidates on the ballot because if they had allowed this. So, yeah. You know, believe me, it's the left does nothing. You're right. There's what's up with that. But yeah. That's definitely one of the, you know, you could think about that because they know what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Yeah. I'm waiting to see what comes up with, you know, the immunity case, and I think the question in that case, the more and more I read it, is was he doing official presidential duty? Look, you had a judge, a traffic court judge, outside of her purview, outside of her court, you know, her jurisdictional area. She was the one that signed off on keeping Trump off the ballot. And I'm thinking, why can't you prosecute her?
How did that even happen? That she got that case. Did she get suddenly promoted or something? I don't even know. I'm like,
judge
I
shopping.
Heard about that.
People don't understand.
Oh, yes, they do that. Oh, they
there's
do that
a thing
all the
called
time.
Judge shopping. They go look at judges' records. They find one in the jurisdictional area that they know will side with them, and that's the judge they go see. And if they get turned out by that judge, they usually have a list of three or four more they go for.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So.
No,
now,
they do. They do that all the time.
The stay against the Texas law that allows police officers to detain immigrants was halted by SCOTUS today and was put on hold until March 12th, where they'll hear it. And the thing that I was saying was, look, there's two ways to look at this. One is, yes, they had just ruled on the one with Trump that there was a federal issue and that the states couldn't deal with it. But this is the same thing here. It's what they're saying. No, it's the Fed's job to take care of the border. You're getting in the way of the Feds to be able to do their job that they're not doing.
Right.
And I said, so let me ask you a question. If you're at home and you call the police to say they're smashing at my front door right now. They're coming in to get my family. I need help. And they say, well, it's going to take us 35 to 40 minutes to get there. Do you wait because it's the police's duty to protect you and, you know, and come keep the bad guys away from you? Or do you pull the guns out of your safe and take it in your own hands?
Right. What do you do in that case?
Yeah. I mean, based on this, I have to wait for the police. Ain't gonna, though. You already know that.
But they don't. Right? Of course not. No, because didn't the SCOTUS rule a long time ago, not, I don't know how long ago, that the police have no responsibility to protect you?
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a different, I think it's different in those two cases. They're not oranges to oranges.
No, but you know that some people are going to go down that road with that, right?
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, you can make the case for it, though. Oh, yes, they will try.
Yeah. And the other thing is if you do your homework, you know, I've been teaching that, or facilitating, I should say, not really teaching, but I've been teaching the Constitution Accelerated class. And the beauty behind it is they break down where our founding fathers were and why they, you know, why they did things a certain way, why they worded things a certain way, because there were journals, there were federal journalists in there that were taking notes when they were arguing the amendments, when they were arguing certain parts of the Constitution. So you know what the argument behind putting that on, why it was there. A little known, nobody so far I've asked, so if you don't know, you don't know, a thing called the Castle Doctrine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to common law, it goes back to acceptable common law, and it says that individuals have the right to use reasonable force, including deadly force, to protect themselves against an intruder in their home. One of our founding fathers said, if you do not protect yourself, if you do not protect your family, it's on you. It's your fault for what happens in your home.
That's
so
very true.
Yeah, and you can't, if people would know this, they would understand, they would read, they would study, they'd understand what their rights were. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump held the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating it will unify the country.
They
worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
On Monday, the court's decision in Colorado's case barred his removal over insurrectionist claims, effectively halting similar attempts by other states. Alan Weisselberg, former CFO of the Trump Organization, has entered a guilty plea to perjury charges. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office confirmed his surrender Monday morning in relation to the new charges. A fallen utility pole is suspected to have sparked the largest wildfire in Texas history. Several lawsuits and property insurance claims assert that Xcel Energy neglected to inspect and maintain their equipment. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. I'm back. Hopefully you're back. We're all back. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Now listen, it's going to sound like I'm begging, but I'm not begging. All right? But a lot of the emails I get from you guys are all about how, you know, we can't win, we don't this, we don't that, we have businesses that are having a hard time, and all that. But I look at, just take MyPillow.com, all right? And I'm not saying this just because I make money off of it. Not a whole bunch, but I make some. And I've talked to my other friends that also do the same thing. And you guys, you can't tell me, between pillow sheets, pillowcases, mattress covers, slippers, bathrobes, doggy beds, kids' pillows. I go down the whole list. You go over there and look for yourself. Sales are down quite a bit. Now, I don't know if you don't like his product. If that's the case, then you don't like his product. Cool, I'm not talking to you. Some of you who think it's too much money. And in some cases it is, but if you use my promo code, Joe, you'll save between 30 and 70%. But let's even get past that. Are you really telling me that you're not willing to pay a few extra bucks to a guy like Mike Lindell or to a company here in this country that fights for and supports the same things you do instead of a company that employs, you know, Chinese kid below any kind of livable wage you can imagine, and then sends it here, hates your guts, and you're supporting them? That is, you guys went ballistic on me because I had coffee cups that were made in China. But when I told you how much they would cost if I had the American cups, all of a sudden the Chinese cups became very attractive. I don't mind paying extra for the cups, but I'm not eating the cost. And it's the same thing here. Put your money where your mouth is. And even where you claim your heart is, what you're willing to fight for. Some of you guys won't fight because you're afraid of what people are going to say about you. Well, then fight with your wallet. Go looking for companies that truly stand up for the things that you do. Go look for the companies like when you're buying American flags. Buy flags that are made in this country, not in China. They could care less about you. They love making money off of you, but they could care less. All right, I'm done. Kimberly Marin Joyce does every... I'm sorry. I get so mad about this stuff because you got to see the emails I get on some of this. They're going, all right, well, you have an opportunity here. You have an opportunity to support an American company. Now, unless you tell me that product is terrible and you want no part of it and it fell apart, you know, I don't know, a week after you got it, whatever. Whatever the scream is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep. No, so, I totally get it.
Thank you. That's one of you, anyway.
I'll have to check to see, because he might have some more duvets that I like.
So what, speak English. What are you talking about?
Duvets to cover for...
Oh, got it. Yeah, okay.
For your goose down comforter. I love it. He's a dream. Sheets really are awesome.
Yes.
So is the duvet. I got one of the duvets. Yeah, I got it.
That's hilarious, because I can tell you, I kind of feel weird about it, but I always say the same thing. I can be blind and get into bed, and I know what sheets are his.
100%.
I know which sheets came from them, as opposed to the ones, you know, you buy from wherever, Target, or wherever you buy them. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of...
Well, I like really expensive Egyptian cotton sheets, so the fact that I like his sheets so much says a lot about his sheets.
Yeah. And again, now you're giving the money to an organization, a group. Maybe not everything they do you like, but for the most part, the stuff that he's supporting, the stuff he's fighting for and going to court for, is supporting you and supporting the things that we believe in, you know?
Right.
So, what else? I had a great story pulled aside for you. I think you heard that the judge, federal judge here in California, because they had put a ban, I love this one, they put a ban on excessively dangerous guns
what
here in California.
Mean?
Thank
what
you.
What does that mean?
That's what the judge said when the California Gun Association, whatever it was, they took this to court. The judge is like, okay, define this to me, Mr.
Yeah.
Counselor. They couldn't do it.
Of course they couldn't.
They never can.
I mean, honestly, what in the hell does that even mean? That's how ridiculous these people are. They can't even define the stupidity that they're trying to push.
Well, I think it, you know what I think it is? I think it's that they're so full of themselves that they truly believe that anybody with common sense, anybody with any kind of intelligence level, will know what that means. And apparently the judge was too stupid to know any better. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I love that the judge asked that. Explain it. Define it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, dummy?
Yeah, just all you got to do is convince me, and it's a go. I'm on your side. Okay?
Right, exactly. They couldn't.
All right, so I got to get your blood pressure up because you missed last week, and I need to help you. Do we finish our Nikki Haley? I said Nikki Haley is running around claiming victory. She beat Trump, which is proof positive that Trump doesn't have a hold on the electorate. And
Where does she beat him?
See, this proves you have a high IQ, because that would have been my first question. She beat him in D.C. where the Democrat registration is over 92%. What's that say about her?
That no one cares. Who cares about D.C.? Like, nobody cares about D.C. because exactly the reason you just said. Oh, my God.
Oh, excited and elated behind the microphone. You know what I'm saying?
She's really pathetic. Like, I don't know what they're thinking with her campaign. It's bad.
You think they think they can control her like they have done others?
Most likely, but it just her campaign is just so bad that why would you come out and say that?
She's almost out of money. So if she doesn't do anything tomorrow night, she's done.
Right.
I don't see her. I don't see her walking away easily.
What's tomorrow night? Is that Nevada?
I think tomorrow night is California, Utah, Nevada. There's a bunch of states tomorrow night.
Okay.
So
West Coast, are they all West Coast states?
No. Some of them Midwest and East.
Okay.
I'll look it up. I'll have it before our next segment. All right.
Cool. All right. Very cool.
So I have to give you something else that'll get your blood boiling. First of all, you had Texas shored up its borders. Arizona, to a degree, is slowing things down. So guess where they're pouring in by the gabillions?
I'm going to take a guess at California.
Alex, I'll take California for 200. There you go. Yep, you win. And they're pouring in. They're being bussed north, bussed to L.A., bussed all over the place by His Highness, Mr. Newsome. And I'm loving this because people are now, even in California, people are going, well, wait a minute. We're now like $82 billion in the hole, and you're putting these people up, and we're footing the bill for it. They're getting medical. They're getting, all right. But I'll,
they
well,
can even get free transgender surgery if they want.
Yes. No. Don't stop there. You're not thinking loon enough here, okay? So now what they're doing at the legislative level, illegal immigrants are going to have a new path to home ownership. Yep.
Yeah, I did hear about that, yeah.
but we shouldn't be upset, because our fellow human beings are going to have a house to stay in. Forget the veterans that have been thrown out of their homes. I mean, seriously. So what they're doing is they're giving them the 20% down and more. Right?
Wait a minute.
What?
They're giving them a down payment on a...
You got to hear this, right? 20%. They're going to give them on the home for the down payment, the whole nine yards. You do not have to pay it back until you sell the house. Okay?
Oh, my God.
I love doing this to you. I know you.
I knew something about the homeowner, but I didn't know about they're giving him a down payment. Why aren't California residents revolting yet?
Because they're too busy on the dope they've been given. I don't know. I have no idea. My daughter can't get this. She can't take advantage of this. Right?
Well, maybe if she gives up her citizenship and then, you know, makes her way back in the country, she'll be considered an illegal and she'll be able to get a free house too.
Well, first of all, anybody can buy a house in the U.S. You don't have to be a U.S. citizen. I think that's where we have to go for a commercial break. Come back, we'll talk about that more. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Moran after she calms down right after this.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time you spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages. Appreciate your involvement. Let me bring her on, though. I only have a few more minutes with her, and I so much enjoy helping her without having to work out, get her blood pressure up. So, Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on.
So, I was telling you about the illegals now pouring into California. You know, Newsom has always kind of had an open hand with the illegal immigrants. Come on in, we'll take care of you, come on in.
Yeah.
And now you go looking, they're everywhere. They are everywhere. And you've got homeless people everywhere. You've got veterans sleeping in the streets and all of this. So now the legislature is stepping up and saying, we've got to find a way for these people to get into homes. So now you can get up to 20, I think it's 20% to put down on your home so that you can get into a house, you know, because these poor people have given up everything, like my grandparents did, to come here and make a better life for themselves. Not only did my grandparents and some of my aunts and uncles come here, or my great aunts, great uncles come here, they all of them, without help from the government, because it was a shame to get help from the government, all of them made did good for themselves. They became professionals. They got jobs. They really did a good job. So, but in this case, you don't have to pay on that 20% or pay it off until you sell the house. I mean,
so it could, if you just kept it in the family, it could never be paid off, right?
Basically, yes.
Nice.
That's just unreal. And basically, that's an 80-20 loan, right? You really think about this. Isn't this what got us in trouble with the housing market years ago?
So oh, yes.
You go to the mortgage company. The mortgage company says, hey, we like you. You seem like nice people. We're going to give you an 80-20 loan. All right? So we give you the 80% on the first. The 20% goes on the second. We're into the house 100%. You're into the house, Jack. So right. We're sure you'll take care of it, right?
Of course.
I don't know, Kimberly. And my daughter, who works hard, right, couldn't do that. My son, who busts hump, can't take advantage of this unless he
you said it.
No, you got to renounce your citizenship. Go below the border, come back, sneak in.
Yeah. Become an illegal alien, and then you can get free stuff. Oh, I almost said a bad word.
Yeah. Be careful.
I know. I stopped myself.
You know, and the other funny thing about it is, who is it? My orchestra is trying to scrub words like illegal immigrant. Last night, as a matter of fact, it's called alien. My
what are they called? What are they called now? New Americans?
Newcomers.
Is that what they're calling it? Newcomers. Newcomers.
Yeah, newcomers.
I'm sorry, they're illegal aliens.
Yeah,
okay, they're criminal aliens. One of them get realistic criminals.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And the Constitution calls them aliens.
Yep.
Right? So when somebody says, oh, that's crazy. What are they, from another planet? You know, they're not illegals. No person can be illegal. You know, my God.
They're illegal in this country.
Get an education.
You're trying to make me swear.
You can't just with a magic wand. Maybe they think you can, but with a magic wand, you can't just go change the Constitution. You want to change verbiage? Then do it, do it the proper way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to change it, you know how to do it. It'll never happen, but you can try.
No. And you know what the concern is? Right? I mean, think about this. First of all, over 10% of California's workforce is illegal aliens. I don't know how they know that, but if they know that, shouldn't they do something about it? Anyway,
right?
That's my point, right?
Well, no, the left likes to do that, though, with wording. Like, it used to be drug addicts and drug abuse, right? Now they changed it to drug misuse. I'd like to know how you misuse heroin or fentanyl. And then the other one is they don't call it drug addicts. They call them drug misusers or some crap like that. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah.
Because they think we're all stupid, and some people clearly are, but a big majority is becoming less stupid, more aware, I should say.
It's sad. And but you're going to love this one, too. Despite that, they're concerned that only, right, only 22% of the undocumented people, this is what they're calling them, obviously, illegals, own a home. Like, yeah, no kidding. How many young Americans, give me a percentage, they probably couldn't tell you. How many young Americans can own a home?
Why do they hate Americans so much?
That's a great question.
I ask, and they never respond when I ask, of course. Yeah. I mean, I even asked Joe Biden, why do you hate America so much? But he doesn't answer because he doesn't even know what the hell Twitter is.
He doesn't know where America is. Come on, come to check.
That's a good one. Yes, probably doesn't.
On. I want to go to the ice cream store. Thank
all
you.
All he cares about is naps and ice cream. That's it.
God, and they're hiding him for what, 3 days now?
I don't know.
He's got the State of the Union on Thursday night, which ought to be just a real show.
Oh, God. And,
so they're going to wheel him out for that. And then once he gets out there, he's got to have a couple days worth of rest. He's going to be reading the teleprompter. God bless. I hope that teleprompter freezes. Because there's no way he's going to be able to ad-lib.
I'm sorry, but that would be hilarious.
Would it?
It really would. Well, he freezes, so it doesn't matter, really. What's the difference?
All the time. All right, so I love jumping all around the place with you because I have fun with it. But you know, Letitia James, the attorney general who thinks she nailed Trump, she is suing everybody now. Did you see her? She's going on a suing rampage.
For what?
She's suing Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, demanding that he rescind an executive order prohibiting transgender athletes from competing in girls' and women's sports in the area. Now, this is not her concern, right? No. Why didn't she go after this before? Why is she starting now to go after this?
Right.
Right? She's suing a meat company that's running commercials in New York, but they're not in New York because of their deceptive advertising. You ready for this?
What is deceptive about it?
Because they say that they're going to be carbon neutral by 2040. And yet they've been running the ads for less than 2 years. And yet they've done nothing to make changes to becoming carbon neutral. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't do math so well. I mean, I'm not the greatest, right? But are we just shy of, they got like, what, 15 years?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. I started seeing these things pop up. She's suing. And I'm thinking, she's suing on one issue, but I started reading them for once. And it's like, she is suing everybody.
Why is that? I can't.
Use clean language.
I don't even know why she's got that job.
She'll get that job for one reason.
Yeah.
Right?
It's Trump. Yeah.
Yep. Again, just amazing.
New York is almost as embarrassing as California.
Yes, they're competing.
Yeah.
Right.
See who could be the worst state.
Yeah, exactly. I just find it all. Okay, so here's another good one for you. They're screaming about Israel not being kinder and helping the people in Gaza. So I get a kick out of this. First of all, they're dropping leaflets telling them when they're going to attack. They're dropping leaflets when they're going to come in. Right? They do have humanitarian avenues to get help in and get help out for these people.
Yeah.
So Biden says, you're not doing enough. Can't believe he's beating on the Israelis like this. But you're not doing enough. And then he does a bunch of airdrops. We'll take care of it. You know, America will take care of it. We're dropping all kinds of food and supplies in there.
Of course we are.
And when you read, not the mainstream, get away from MSNBC and ABC, DFG, but when you read some of these other stories coming out of there, guess who's getting the bulk of the food?
Hamas.
Ding, 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 ding.
We already all know that.
You win the $100 prize.
Yeah, exactly, because we already all know that.
God.
Except for the pro-terrorist people in America who are complete morons.
Oh, God, it's just amazing, right? Then they got mad at the Israelis because we don't even know if it's truly the Israelis. Let's just be honest about it. Because as people were rushing the food trucks that were coming in, Israeli forces guarding the trucks opened fire on them. How dare they do such a thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you're starving. I get it. You know, you're just trying to get food for your family or whatever. But a couple of brain cells need to kick in here and look around and go, okay, there's thousands of people here.
Yep.
You start rushing these guys, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
But I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't know how to deal with this stuff, but I think it's amazing. It's almost masterful, right? The way that they grab this stuff, the left grabs this stuff and just makes it look so good, or tries to make it look so good for the Biden people.
Always. You know? Always, they try to do that. It doesn't matter how bad things are because of Biden and the people running it. They try to make it look better.
Oh, just nuts. All right, where do people find you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
There you go. And listen, follow her on Twitter. I'm telling you. If you're having a dull night, she'll make sure it's not. Be back in a little bit. You got me for the next hour, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Matheny Show.
Five.